Easter and Calvary are usually terms used separately or together during the season observed by the Christian church as the time of the trial, execution, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to think about something this morning, and that something is this. Four things we discover before and after Calvary. Four things before Calvary and after Calvary. Four things about Pontius Pilate. Four things about Simon Peter. Four things about the apostles themselves. And four things about the world. First, we look at this man, Pontius Pilate. Before Calvary, Pilate was the fifth procurator or representative of the Roman emperor to rule over Judea. Emperor Tiberius rewarded Pontius Pilate this political plum, either because of his training and governmental experience and ability or his judgment in difficult situations, because the Jews were indeed difficult and troublesome to the Romans. Pilate was a titular ruler of the territories of Judah, Samaria, and Idumea. It is clear in the scriptures that before Calvary, Pilate was a powerful man, responsible for the conduct of the loyalty to Rome of these three territories. Also clear is the fact that Jesus and his life and teachings were causing problems among the Jewish leaders. And when the Lord was brought before this powerful Roman procurator, politics took over rather than justice. The historian Josephus tells us that 6 years after Christ's resurrection, Pilate sent Roman soldiers to Samaria to suppress a small rebellion. Also, that many innocent people were slaughtered, and that Pilate was called back to Rome in disgrace. Legend has it that banished from Rome, he sought solitude on Mount Pilatus, and after some years of solitude and depression, committed suicide by plunging to his death in the lake at the bottom of the mountain. My point being that before Calvary, Pontius Pilate was a leading figure in the Roman Empire and its then world domination. After Calvary, however, Pilate was a disgraced, depressed man who took his own life. Suicide is in reality self-destruction. It is safe to say that any person who willfully refuses Jesus Christ as Lord, Master, and Savior is committing suicide. Yeah. The Bible also records that Judas Iscariot hung himself after his betrayal of Jesus. You see, God sends no one to hell. We do it ourselves. That's right. because of our rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we send ourselves to hell. First Pontius Pilate. Now let us look at Simon Peter before and after Calvary. Before Calvary, Peter was full of pride and self-confidence. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I'll never forsake you, Lord. You can count on me. Amen?
That's right.
What he told Jesus. That's what he told Jesus. Jesus warned Peter that he would openly refuse to say he knew him before the cock crowed in the early morning. Peter and his reliance on self and his braggadocio brought shame to him. And this great hulk of a fisherman broke down in tears when the rooster's call broke the silence. After Calvary, however, when Jesus appeared on that beach and forgave Peter and commissioned him to feed the sheep, to teach and preach the gospel, he became the man whose faith Christ would build the church on. Nothing. Peter, you see, had learned what each of us must learn. We can do nothing. It is Christ. It is the Comforter that Jesus sent to us at Pentecost, just as he promised to his apostles he would do. It is that wherein is our strength and our power. Yes, the Holy Spirit, that is the faith. That is the true church that is built by God. Thank God for Calvary.
Amen.
Thank God for Calvary. Quickly then, we see Pilate, we see Peter. How about the other apostles before and after Calvary? Well, the scriptures inform us that when Judas led the soldiers to accost Jesus in that garden, as Jesus was there betrayed, they ran away. Amen? They ran away. They'd been with this man for 3.5 years, followed him, listened to his teachings, and fled in fear when he was taken by the soldier. In fear for their very lives, they abandoned their master and friend. Sometimes when I get into a bad situation or face a really difficult decision, I begin to understand how easy it would be to run away. You ever been there?
Sure.
How very easy it would be to just run away. Just leave. Leave it there. Don't get caught up in it. But, you know, after Calvary, these same men went to prison, were beaten, some were crucified, some were banished, some tortured. These men taught, preached, pastored, and built the Church of the Living God that today can be found all over this poor, lost world. Yes, after Calvary. Finally, I think of this world. And sadly, I discover that the world is just the same after Calvary as it was before. The world is just the same. It comes as a revelation. As I thought about it, how sad it is that the human race repeats history over and over and over. The secular books record it. This Holy Bible records it. And each of our lives show that it's true until we see Calvary for what it is. I want to read in closing of this message, very short message, I know it was going to be, but I think it's a good message. I think it's the message we ought to think and pray about. I think it's a message the world needs to hear today. And I read in closing the words from an old Baptist hymn seldom sung today. It's in our Baptist hymnal too, but it's seldom sung today. Or let me put it this way, I have seldom heard it. Now I'm going to talk to the musician, the professional musician here this morning. Have you ever heard the song, Donna, Lead Me to Calvary? How many have heard that? Well, some of that. I'm not going to say really older people. Some of the folks that have been around a while. But I want you to listen to the words. I want you to listen to the words. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn ground brow, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept, angel in robes of light arrayed, guarding thee whilst thou slept. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb. Lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share that thou hast borne for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Have you been to Calvary? Have you been to Calvary? Think about these four. Pontius Pilate, Simon Peter, Jesus' apostles, and the world. Think about them before and after Calvary, and then answer my question, honesty. Have you, beloved friend, have you been to Calvary? Really? Really been to Calvary? I don't know who picked out the songs this morning, but the first two that we sang fit right in with the message today. Calvary. The only difference between heaven and